makeup game between the Brewers and the Cubs. Kyle Schwarber back from a brief AAA hiatus. He faces Zach Davies, bottom two. The Cubs down 2-0.
Davies cranks it up and throws. Schwarber got him looking. Fastball inside corner. A little extra heat on that pitch from Zach Davies.
0-1 the count. Puts it in the air to center field. Back goes John Jay, and it is gone in the basket. Ryan Braun to dead center, and it's 4-0.
Still the top of the third, a four-run inning so far. The 3-1. And that's low. Ball four. Three straight walks by Leathersich. Pena comes in and scores.
That's it in the air. That's going to fall into right center field. Arcia is in. Davies motors to third. Santana to second. And it's 9-0 Milwaukee.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. And Aguilar rips this into center field. That's down for a hit. Santana will score from third. Braun puts the brakes on at second.
The Brewers bludgeon the Cubs 11-2 for their seventh win in eight games. The crew scored double-digit runs for the seventh time this season after doing so just 10 times all of last year. A seven-run third inning was all the Brewers would need as they cruised to an 11-2 win against the Cubs at Wrigley Field in a makeup game from a rainout back in late May. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, I think Zach did a great job, and I think the best thing for me was that he got ahead in the count frequently today, and he gave, I think all his hits might have been with two strikes that he gave up, but he kept getting ahead in the count, and I think that's a real positive, to finish hitters off with two strikes. I think that's an easier step to take, but him getting ahead was, very reminiscent of some of the better games he pitched last year for sure, so. That was outstanding to see. I mean, the third inning was, him pitching too was the big part. They got bases loaded, nobody out, and us, getting out of that with one run was big.
For him to have no walks and as many ground ball outs as he did, that's a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, the no walks is to me another sign of, him commanding the baseball and getting ahead in the count. So that's he's had a couple games, two out of the last three, where he's been, to me on it with his command and location.
Domingo really set the tone for you guys offensively today, didn't he?
Yeah, I think this was his first four-hit game. He had a huge game, and on base five times in that two spot. That's a good thing for sure. And we had, we were disciplined. We took our walks today. They had their left-hander had a little trouble throwing strikes, and we did a good job kind of expanding the lead.
You talked the last couple days about how different people were doing different things, and today you seem to get a little bit of something.
No, it was a day where everybody contributed offensively, and then that's when you do that, you get 11 runs. So, but again, it's different guys every day. Our starters continue to do an excellent job and put us in position to win games. So, it's a good formula.
To get three from Blazek too. I mean, just to keep your bullpen.
No, I mean, I think the goal was to keep both those guys available, Blazek and Scahill, for tomorrow. And I think the way they did their innings, I think they, if we had to use them tomorrow, they'd both be available. So it was, we got everybody ready to go tomorrow for sure too.
You called up Yadi. That's the guy that you were obviously referring to. Just kind of a, versatile guy. You can fill the hole for you, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, I think there's the base running and the defense is Yadi's strength. So he's gonna, he'll fill the gap certainly through the All-Star break and most likely, we don't anticipate this to be a long thing with Eric, but I think now we know we can get him off his feet for, the next 8 days for sure, and we're hoping he's ready to go. Or actually 9 days he'll be off his feet for. So we're hoping he's ready to go quickly within the 10 days.
You said it's like a jammed ankle. Is that kind of the correct terminology?
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, that's how it happened, kind of a hard stop. That's how it happened. So, we just weren't making any progress. And with the 4 days off, you try to use those to your advantage.
You talk about, a team will earn its record. So to now be eight games over 500, is that a sign of just how this team has improved?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, we're in a stretch right now. We're playing good baseball, and we're getting it's all phases have played well. and that's how you win. I don't know, was it 6 or 7 or something like that? So that's how you get to those little streaks, little mini streaks. So try to keep it going in New York.
The Brewers had many offensive stars on Thursday, but perhaps none shine brighter than Domingo Santana. The right fielder went 4 for 5 with 2 doubles on the day, driving in 2, scoring 3 runs, and also drawing a walk for good measure. Santana spoke to the media following the Crew's 11-2 win against the Cubs on Thursday.
We had a plan. We came out with a plan, and we executed, and that's what happened. You know, we swing our pitches and let him work. So, I mean, that's what we did.
You get the series sweep against Baltimore. You pick up a win here today. That's now a 4-game winning streak, something you guys have done already 4 times this season. Just how much is this team continuing to play together and put together good games?
I mean, we've been playing really good, but I think we have improvement, you know, that we need to do. And I mean, obviously we just want to go out there and just play hard and just win the ball game.
You know, considering the circumstance of this game, to come here after the rain out, you're playing the Cubs here for just 1 game, now 8 games over 500. Was this a statement win for you guys?
I mean, I think so. You know, I think I know a lot of people maybe they're not believing in us right now, but I hopefully they will, because I know we believe in our team, and I mean, we're just playing together and just enjoying this.
The Brewers continue their road trip on Friday night in the Bronx when they face the Yankees for a weekend series.